This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Good evening and welcome back to Power Business for this Thursday edition of the show. I'm Nosipho Radebe, standing in for Noluthando Mthunzi Mlambo. Now, it's the second half of the show, and in this conversation, we speak to Brand Finance, the world's leading brand valuation consultancy, about the latest Brand Finance report. Now, MTN maintains its position as the most valuable South African brand, despite experiencing an 8% decrease in brand value to 68.2 billion rand, according to a new report from Brand Finance, the world's leading brand valuation consultancy. The telecommunications brand has significantly expanded outside its home market and has a stronghold in Nigeria, which is now MTN's largest market in terms of both user base and revenue. Vodacom's brand value increased 10% to 43.9 billion rand in 2024. This secures its second place in the ranking, while also narrowing the gap with leading competitor MTN. Brand Finance research indicates that the influence of majority shareholder Vodafone bolsters Vodacom's brand and market standing. Now, for this conversation, we're joined now by Jeremy Sampson, chairman of Brand Finance Africa. Jeremy, good evening and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Anshiva. Good to be with you.
All right, let's get into it. So, Jeremy, first educate us about what brand value is and why it's important and how do we value it?
A good question. Yes, when companies are told that sometimes their brands are the most valuable assets, they sometimes are a bit shocked because, as you've just alluded to, if MTN is worth 68 billion rands, that's an awful lot of money. And that's where there's been a growing awareness around the world that brands, whilst they're called intangibles, can actually have a value put on them. And as you would know, brands are bought and sold. A good example is the Range Rover, the Land Rover, which has been bought and sold a couple of times in the last couple of decades, now owned by Tata. So this is where Brand Finance, which has been around just over 30 years, based in London, offices around the world, has got this methodology, which is international standards recognized, where we can actually sit down and establish a specific financial value for every brand. And these rankings are done without the support of the companies. So this is from publicly available material. In other words, they're usually quoted on stock exchanges. So that way we can actually look at the figures. So it's been developed over the last 30 years. And these rankings in South Africa, this is, I think, our 15th year that we've done it. So there's quite a track record, and you can monitor and see which brands are going up, going down, and whatever. And this is where the exercise that we carry out is partly financial, which is International Standards 10668, and partly the brand equity, which is 20671. And that way, the two items can be brought together, and hey presto, you've got a value of your brand.
Mm-hmm. Now, Jeremy, let's talk about the methodology that you use and what are you trying to find in this report?
Basically, we want to know who is leading the pack. And if you look at, should we say, the banking section, it's a very, very competitive set. And there's a lot of jockeying and competition going on. And this is where we consult to lots of companies, of which the banks are just one sector. But through our work, not only can we establish the value for each brand, but we can compare the competitive set, we can compare the various elements of what they're doing, and as a result of that, we're almost carrying out an audit of each individual brand. And as consultants, then we can actually go back to companies and say, well, look, you know, if you pull this lever or pull that lever, you're going to get a march on your competition. Well, this is where someone else is leading you. Because brands are all about marketing, and there's something called the marketing funnel, which you and the listeners would know about. And this is where any brand you and I can think of, we're aware of it, yes, but how familiar are we with it? And would we ever consider using it? And that's only part of it. You know, and if you would consider using it, do you actually buy it or try it? And then do you stay loyal to it and keep on going back to it? So this is where we can track the marketing funnel, look all the way through that lens, and find out if an individual brand is doing well or badly and why. Because again, I think you and I know we are aware of lots of brands, but we'd never ever consider using them.
Definitely. Now, what about the rankings in this report then? MTN is the most valuable South African brand, followed by Vodacom and Standard Bank. How did we get to this evaluation?
Basically, as I mentioned, we first of all, we have the financials, which are publicly available. So that way we can look at their annual reports, we'll look at the reports out. We can also look then at the brand strength aspect, where we have a scorecard of about 100 points, where you look at the various aspects of the brand, and that's through to what's it doing on the sustainability aspect. What are the brokers projecting for its future? What is it doing for the community and the environment? And all these various aspects of the brand can be considered and looked at. And as I say, because it's a universal scorecard, not just a South African one, but this is global best practice, we can actually look and compare all these individual brands.
All right. And then you touched earlier on the banking sector. So First National Bank becomes the strongest South African brand. What are they doing correctly?
I think there's a lot of consistency. It is interesting that the marketing director and the marketing team, for the most part, have been consistently there for some time. And this is where brands, you need consistency. Standard Bank, whilst they've grown very strongly in their financial value, they've had a very good year, aren't as strong on the brand strength aspect. And also, if you look at their marketing department, there's been a bit of churn there of late, but the brand still carries on. Arguably, you could say that FNB is almost the most loved brand when it comes to the banking sector. And, you know, whilst it's the most strongest brand in South Africa, it's actually in global rankings doing incredibly well. And I think they're about fourth in the global rankings for brand strength in banks. And one shouldn't forget Capitec, which is in seventh position. So it also is doing incredibly well.
Definitely. And now one that sort of caught my intrigue, Nando's enters the ranking for the first time as the fourth most valuable brand. Would have thought they would have been part of this list in the past. Why are they only making a first time appearance on this list now?
Can I say you sound like a very young lady? So perhaps you can't think back to when Nando's was started in 1987. And in 1987, after a couple of years, they were doing very nicely. So what do companies do when they're doing nicely? They list on the stock exchange. And they were on the JSE, I think, for only about 2 or 3 years. And they said, we've had enough of this. We don't want the investment community telling us what to do or saying we've got to target this or target that. So they delisted. Now, that means that they don't publish their figures publicly. And you know that all happened probably, I'm guessing, in about the mid-90s or late 90s. So for the last 25 or years or so, they've grown tremendously around the world, as we know. They get bigger revenues from Britain and Europe and all sorts of other countries than they do from South Africa. But the figures have not been out there publicly. And that's been a great source of frustration to us, especially as I know some of the key executives at Nando's. They said, look, we're now privately owned. We're not sharing the figures. But our colleagues in London, and remember, in London, you have to lodge your figures in Companies House, came across Nando's annual report. And as a result of that, we said, aha, now we can actually put together a valuation which has got integrity and is authentic, and we're happy to state that. So that's what we've done for the first year. It's very frustrating when you see top brands, but you can't get at the financial figures. They're not publicly available. And that means that, as I say, we wouldn't publish because then they wouldn't have the integrity we need.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for schooling me there. Now let's talk retail. South African retailers face mixed brand value fortunes, but remain among the strongest brands. ShopRite Group's brands show strong performance. What unique positioning have they applied to show a strong performance?
I think it's interesting the way that ShopRite and Checkers, remember, the two main brands of the ShopRite group, and they seem to cover almost the entire community. They seem to have edged up, which is eating perhaps into Woolworths a bit, but they've kept the middle ground. And in some areas, I think especially with ShopRite, they've gone a little bit down market to cover the entire community. So both of those brands are doing incredibly well, and you'll see from the figures how valuable they are. But one of the surprises this year, we always have a table of the fastest risers and the fastest droppers. And the risers this year, in first place was Usave, which is also part of the ShopRite group. And in second place was OK Furniture, which is also ShopRite group. So you can see that they're launching other smaller brands or building up other smaller brands. And we found it fascinating that if you actually add the value of those four brands, ShopRite, Checkers, Usave, and OK Furniture, they actually would move into third place above Standard Bank. And it just shows you how strong that group has become, especially in the last decade.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for that conversation and for speaking to us this evening.
Thank you, and it's been great to be with you.
All right, that was Jeremy Sampson, chairman of Brand Finance Africa, talking to us about brands and their performance. MTN maintains its position as the most valuable South African brand, and that's despite experiencing an 8% decrease in brand value.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.